Chicago aldermen are racing the clock as they undertake a once-in-a-decade process to redraw the city's ward map to reflect some new census data. And they have just 2 weeks left to agree on a new political map. Otherwise, voters could choose one in a referendum. Just one map has been formally presented, but some council leaders have called this a non-starter. Meantime, public hearings meant to incorporate residents' feedback are off to a somewhat rocky start. WBEZ's Mariah Wolfel has an update.
The City Council committee in charge of the remapping process kicked off a series of public hearings last week where in total just 8 residents spoke.
Thank you. And that concludes our public speaking portion. The committee.
Alderman Michelle Harris is chair of the Rules Committee and is leading the process. She and others took heat from some of those speakers, like Grace Pye, for not creating a more robust way for residents to get involved.
I would like to express disappointment in the lack of opportunity for community members across Chicago to share their input in this process. 3 hearings is extremely insufficient, given that the new map will impact all of our communities for the next 10 years.
In response, Harris tried to reassure Chicagoans.
We have been on this process for now for a minute. I know for some it may seem like we just started weeks ago, but we are listening. We are hearing your responses.
So far, the remap process has largely taken place in the privacy of a so-called map room at City Hall, equipped with cartographers, map-making software, and attorneys. Presumably, it's behind those closed doors that aldermen are working through some of the stickiest issues to arise this year. Most notably, the caucuses representing Latino and Black voters appear to be at an impasse when it comes to negotiating the shape of political power in Chicago for the next decade.
We've been very open and transparent and trying to communicate that there's a increase in the Latino population that warrants fair representation.
Alderman Gilbert Villegas is chair of the Latino Caucus. He's referring to a 5% increase over the past decade in the city's Latino population, making that racial demographic the second largest in the city after white Chicagoans. Emboldened by that data, they want to add 2 majority Latino wards to the map and cut the majority Black wards by the same number. A non-starter, says the Black Caucus.
We think it's incumbent upon the Latino caucus to come to the table.
Black Caucus Chair Jason Irvin says despite a 10% drop in the city's Black population over the past decade, he is vowing to hold on to the current 18 majority Black wards, even if that means putting competing maps up for voters to decide.
I believe the people of Chicago will support us in the maintenance of the wards if it comes to a referendum.
Meanwhile, somewhat on the sidelines, one group of advocates is shouting, yes, let the voters decide. They embarked on a resident-led process to draft their own map, and they're hoping 10 aldermen will support it, which could force a referendum on the competing proposals. Chandra Van Dyke is with the group Change Illinois that's backing the effort.
We're going to do everything that we can, so we're going to take every possible route to get this map on the ballot so that the people of the city of Chicago can have a chance to vote for the map that they feel represents them.
Their map would create 14 majority Latino, 15 majority Black, and the city's first majority Asian ward. The city's Asian population has grown by 30% in the past 10 years. And while Black and Latino caucus leaders seem to be mostly at odds, both have committed to creating a majority Asian ward. Still, the alderman leading the process warned the next 2 weeks could bring long days, more public hearings, and even a special council meeting in order to pass a map by December 1st. Mariah Wolfel, WBEZ News.